a blank, baby, and the world's here to fill my head. I'm still a blank, baby, but the world would rather see me dead. I was born a blank, baby.
Welcome to Blank Baby Radio, the official podcast of the Blank Baby Media Empire. I'm Scott McNulty, and I'll be your host for this 15 minutes of podcasting bliss that is known as Blank Baby Radio. This is the fifth episode, installment of Blank Baby Radio. A lot of people said, Scott, what I told them, I have a dream. A dream that one day my people will hear my voice over the internets without me having to go call them on the telephone or leave a message with their voicemail, because with the beep, I'm not good at leaving voicemail messages. I don't know about you, but I tend to, not that you could tell from this podcast, but I tend to, you know, I think in my head that I'm going on and on about things, and it turns out that I usually, these are my typical voicemail message. Here we are. I'm calling you. And I call, you're not there, so I get the voicemail, so here it is. Beep. Oh, hi, this is Scott, just calling to talk about the thing that we were supposed to talk about, and, well, bye. And then I hang up, and, I don't give an email. Well, you don't usually give email over voicemail. I don't leave a telephone number or anything. Mostly because I'm a jackass. But, my dream, when I told people, I'm going to start podcasting, people said, Scott, let me tell you something. Your voice is no good. Nobody wants to listen to you. I've spoken to you in person, and I'm not that impressed, so why would I care about your silly little podcast? And I said, Mom, just get off my back. And so I haven't spoken to my mother in several months, and that's kind of a sad story. But we've got only good things for this podcast. The last podcast, I spoke about my intention of bringing in guests with the podcast. And like many of my ideas, it was poorly planned and more grandiose than I actually have the time or talent to do. But I still plan to do it. And I actually recorded a conversation with Thad. Some of you know him as Wacky Thad. Actually, one person knows him as Wacky Thad. Everyone else knows him from Blank Baby. He comments under the nom de plume, as the French say, of Thad, interestingly enough. He is the person who told most people that in college, to a certain group of people, I was known as Scotty Cakes, which later turned into Uncle Scotty Cakes, which has apparently stuck, because every now and again, someone I know calls me Scotty Cakes. And this is not people I have not gone to college with. Maybe in the future I'll go to college with them, but for now, no college for them. They're, well, they went to college, but not Lehigh, which is where I went. And apparently, Lehigh is having a tough few days in the news. If you haven't read the news lately, a sophomore who was like the class president robbed a bank. Who knew? And he had his frat brother give him a ride to the bank. And turns out his frat brother is the president of the student government. So, what the hell's going on at Lehigh? Well, when I was there, I'm proud to say, 100% bank robbery free. I don't know if that was a causal effect, that now that I am further away from Lehigh, the inverse proportion, the ratio of my distance to Lehigh and the number of bank robberies committed by students is inversely proportional. That I can't tell you. But it would be interesting to find out. Perhaps someone at Lehigh could get government funding to investigate that. But that's an idea for someone else, and if you're listening, Lehigh people, feel free to run with it. You don't even have to give me any credit. But it would be nice. A little byline. What's it cost you? Nothing. So give me credit, bastards. So what's the topic for today's podcast, after all of that impassioned rambling? Well, I've been thinking a lot, as of late, about a subject that I think is near and dear to many people's hearts, and that is touching. Now, I'm not known as a touchy-feely person, and there's a reason for this, because I don't enjoy being touched by strangers. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Scott, you were Roman Catholic when you were growing up, and we've heard the stories about the priests and the boys. Let me tell you something. No priest ever touched me. Well, I mean, priests have touched me, but not in inappropriate manner. So they have nothing to do with it. Jesus has not touched me in any way. I haven't been touched by the Savior. And not that there's anything wrong with being touched by the Savior. If it's for you, it's for you. It's not for me. Or maybe it is and it just hasn't happened yet. But be that as it may, I have not been touched by Jesus. I have not been touched by Jesus's representatives. I can't say the word. I have been a little touched in the head, but that's another expression. Not been touched by Jesus's representatives on earth, his earthly vessels, or vassals for the kingdom of the Lord. Never touched me. My family, not really a touchy-feely family. I mean, we've hugged each other several non-consecutive occasions. But I don't know. I've never liked... Handshaking is fine. I can do that. Donald Trump doesn't like to shake people's hands because of the germs, I think. I don't have anything... I don't care about germs. I'll eat a cookie off the ground. It's fine. I'll lick a petri dish full of samples. Yeah, that's the sound effects. I just don't... Hugging, really. That's what it comes down to, is hugging. And I'm not a big hugger. Especially for people that I don't know that well. And apparently, it has become customary amongst Americans to adopt this kind of continental, oh, I'll see you in a little while, let's have a hug. Because we're going to not be seeing each other, and we just met. So we should hug each other for some reason. To say that I have a fondness of you. And I'd like to express that physically. Well, I think a good wave is easily an equivalent of a hug in many social settings. And I think I prefer the wave, really. Not the wave of the people in the stadiums, although that's pretty cool. And I don't think you could replace that with a hug. It would be a different... Football games would be very different if everyone were hugging each other. So yeah, I don't know, but now I've gotten this reputation amongst people that I know that I don't like to be touched, and I'm a little strange because of it. No, it's not that I don't like being touched. In general, touching's okay, but by people that I know and have approved, at some point in your progression of having a relationship with me, whether it be friendship or beyond, there's a point at which it becomes acceptable to me to be touched or hugged by you. Now, of course, you would have no idea when this is, but I do. And so mentally, I'm prepared, and I perhaps not welcome, but I don't avoid a hug. But it has to be a proper kind of hug, because in college, and I wrote about this on Blank Baby, my blog, my blogosphere entity. In college, at Lehigh, which is now, of course, some sort of supervillain training camp, my housemate, one of my housemates, Chris, had a lady friend, shall we say, who is not his current wife, who happens to be his only wife, so you kind of say current wife, and that implies something like second or third, but no, first wife, he's still on his first wife, but anyway, this person, Wendy, not his wife, and wasn't at the time, but his paramour, does that mean, I don't know if that's appropriate, but anyway, some chick he was, you know, hanging out with, she, I didn't really know her that well, she was a hugger, she hugged me, but she did not, and this is when my senior year of college, I had formulated this theory in response to Wendy and her inappropriate hugging. She would hug, but she wouldn't release. So it was a lingering hug. And I think any time you're hugging me past, and it lasts more than maybe 3 seconds, that's you've gone into territory that you're not supposed to be going into. Unless I've seen you naked. And if I've seen you naked, feel free to linger. But if I haven't, and if I'm not related to you, and someone hasn't just died, those are the three I could have. You have an option here. You can hug me for more than 3 seconds if A, I've seen you naked, B, someone's just died who's close to you, or perhaps me and I'm comforting you, or you're comforting me, or C, you're related to me in some way. So, and it doesn't, you can't be a distant cousin, so you have to be first or second cousin, and above. Everybody else, no lingering hugs. You get a handshake. A hearty handshake. Perhaps a wink. But I shouldn't really be winking at relatives or cousins. But I guess if you get past a certain point, it's okay to wink at cousins. So maybe fourth or fifth cousin, you might get a wink. But you're not going to get a lingering hug. Actually, you might get a lingering hug, because there's no way that I can tell you not to give me a lingering hug. Unless you listen to this podcast. And you probably aren't going to be listening to this podcast. So really, there we go. That's my thoughts on hugging as it relates to Scott McNulty. So, but the critical piece to keep in mind is if you've known me long enough, you have carte blanche. You can hug me, but release as much as you want. Now, let's not go overboard. You know, there are times when you should be hugging and times you shouldn't be hugging, and you can't just hug all day because I've got to get work done. And I can't get work done if I'm being constantly hugged. But, and this is important, if you don't know where you stand in the Scott McNulty hugging hierarchy, feel free to ask, and I will tell you. It may be awkward, because if you are not a licensed Scott hugger, you might feel abashed, but really, you never know until you ask. You could be missing out on a whole lot of hugging. And speaking of which, and by which I mean a whole lot of, this podcast is running a little long. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it to my good friend Zorak, who has a rap that I think, not only does he conquer galaxies, but he also raps. And I think this really sums up my thoughts perfectly on many subjects. Zorak, if you please.
No one is the boss of me. Brack's too ugly for TV. Have you met my girlfriend, Bob? Smell you later. Get a job.
Smell you later. Get a job. Smell you later. Get a job. Smell you later. Get a job.
I'm the king of outer space. Do I have something on my face? I just ate the Beastie Boys. Come on, Fuzzy. Make some noise. I am Zorak, hear me roar. Had enough, I'll give you more. Pull my finger, here's a plan. You be Chico, I'm the man.
You be Chico, he's the man. You be Chico, he's the man. You be Chico, he's the man.
Let's go down to Chinatown. A duck, kick a clown, play some bocce with the mob. Smell you later, get a job.
Smell you later, get a job. Smell you later, get a job.